There is about to be a great wailing and crying in America and also the world as my judgments pour. Then laughter and celebrations will be silenced, just as they were silenced in the days of Noah and Sodom. The same devil who deceived so many is the same one who shall come upon them like a flood that cannot be stopped, because it is time. He, the destroyer, is ready to rid the earth of souls that belong to him and have worshipped him. When you don't come to me and surrender your life to me, you surrender it to the devil. Many think because they are neither here nor there, they are safe and they won't be touched. What a lie. All fence-sitters and lukewarmers do not belong to me. And now they are about to realize this the hard way. My message is very short to all ye who inhabit the earth. Repent or die. America, you have been found wanting on all fronts. Your great men and mighty women will fall, not just from my house, but from all other sectors of society. I am raising the lowly, those who cried for mercy on your behalf, and you have scoffed at my mercy. It triumphs over judgment, but now my mercy is upon you and no more. My judgments come, and they come with great darkness. Even then, these will be pangs of early contractions, and even then, people will continue to sleep. I will awake them with great thunder and tempest winds that will shake and blow everything in their path. Play the flute and play your music, but there is nothing normal about the times you are living in. You will not even have 1 second to call upon my name when I thunder. Everything that has exalted itself must come down. I alone am God. There shall be no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves any graven images to worship. I alone receive the glory, and I share with no other. You shall see the full wrath of my jealousy, for all the earth and everything in it is mine. America, O America, your pride has finally brought your downfall, and all the nations shall look upon you, and none shall raise a hand to come to your aid, not even the devil you fornicated with at every turn. Your people, men, women, and children, will be taken captive to foreign lands, just like you took my children. You have continued to enslave them and mistreat them, like they have no father. I, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is their father. And I have come to remove them from your shackles of slavery, that they will worship me in the place I have prepared for them, the place I promised to their forefathers. You refuse to let them go. When their cry has reached my ears, they have served their time, and now I will lead them to a land flowing with milk and honey, where they will rest from their labor and be refreshed. I will lead them beside still waters in the paths of righteousness. Now I will prepare their table before you, and you will watch as I bless them and recompense them for all they have suffered and lost. You will bow before them, you and your children and their children, and you will declare that indeed I have loved them. You planted my people, you stole, you raped their women and killed their children, and took them to faraway countries. Now the same is about to happen to you. The hand you dealt them is the same hand that will be dealt to you. My people are leaving Babylon. Hear you, O nations that took my people captive. I am coming for my people, to return them to their land. And for you, O Gentile nations, I will judge you all with no mercy. Jacob I love, Esau I hated. You, Esau, have done the bidding of your father, the devil. For from his loins you came forth, a wicked seed planted amongst my people. I allowed you to thrive, but you showed no mercy to your brother. You enriched yourself by his sweat and tears, and now you have fattened yourselves for the great day of slaughter, which has now come. Great is your judgment, Esau, Edom, for the hills and mountains will arise with great wrath upon you. They will open their belly to swallow you to be no more, for the great day of the Lord has come, and none shall escape my wrath. Let the earthquake and the mountains roar and the skies thunder, for you have come to the mountain of judgment. Hear ye the trumpet announcing my judgments, and fall on your knees, for I am the Lord God, and there is none besides me.